stars after a setting sun. You run for the money. You don't even know about wild mountain honey.
Hello and welcome to Radio Freeman. Today I like to call Give Away All Your Power Day. Is it not Give Away All Your Money Day? When we have to go and pay rent. All that we had built up throughout the entire month that we were hoping that we'd come up with so that we wouldn't end up on the street is then all given away on a little piece of paper known as a check. Yes, this is Give Away All Your Money Day, and I really think about this often because, you know, this is all our power, and this is where the questions come from is, you know, why is money our power? Who's creating our power? And what sort of power do the power makers have? When we start to look at our picture more simply, it becomes a little more expressive. But if it's all confused in different structures, thinking that there's banking, there's politicians, there's economics, there's different nations, and all the different ways that the monetary system can flow, then it becomes very, very confusing. But very simply, when we give away our whole rent check, it goes to the man that we call our landlord, and he then takes all of the rent checks that he's been collecting to pay for his monstrosity larger house. And of course, he doesn't own that. He takes all the money that we send to him and sends it off to the banker. So where do we end up? Nobody owning anything, and we're all feeling like we're running on a treadmill, because every single month we could lose everything we have. God forbid something should go wrong, right? Medical, automotive, any of these things. Your website shutting down. You might have to spend a little extra cash that you hadn't accounted for. We are powerless. Now, what this does to a lot of people is it makes them want to just rage up against those that have. And so we get this fight between the haves and the have-nots. And they constantly push this in your face and show you the arrogance of those that have. They promote people like Paris Hilton simply to aggravate you. They want you angry that these people have and you have not. But who really has? These people that are sitting there with everything, thinking they have it all, because they've reached the height of the economic climax, are miserable. Look at them all. Every last one of them appears to be miserable. Every last one of them seeming to have some psychological dysfunction going on. So what is the pinnacle of the economic cycle? When are you making it, and when does it matter? Well, it simply does not. When we look at the picture just a little bit deeper, let's go to the Epic of Gilgamesh, one of the oldest stories to our current civilization. The Epic of Gilgamesh was a tale of Ur, which was the capital city of Sumeria. Just recently, I saw all of our Marines and military mounting the pyramids of Ur, the first tourist, quote-unquote, to be able to visit these pyramids since Saddam Hussein. This tale comes to us and has been carried on through thousands of years and generations to come forth to the light in the 21st century. Imagine the very first book ever written. Now consider the power of the book, the power of the media, and how all of the creation of the magic spells in which we live have been formed. Was it not the writing of the Bible that really solidified the ideas and put forth this concept that we call religion, at least the Christian religion? What is the power of that book that is mighty? And we realize that most people were very ignorant. Most people could not read or write. They were illiterate. So they would be told what these books meant. But the books gave the concept, the power to transcend time. Otherwise, it would have quickly been forgotten. Easily been forgotten. Okay, maybe Judaism had been passed word of mouth, as many of the secret societies have today. But it was when it was written that it became a masterful spell that conquered the world. So as we look at our world, we must take it one step deeper. When we look into this tale of Gilgamesh, we find that here is a king, the king of Ur, the largest civilization on planet Earth at its time. Massive ziggurats and massive gardens and waterways and constructions and things that we consider very modern all existed back in the ancient time of Ur. King Gilgamesh claimed that he was two-thirds god because his mother was a goddess. And it drove him crazy to be stuck here with the average humans, to have to deal with these petty little people when he himself was a god. And so he became one of the most ruthless rulers of Ur, next to old Nebuchadnezzar, and being part of the god bloodline, was actually a giant, was a mammoth of a man, and he would rape and murder and beat his very citizens. And mostly because he was angry for having to be here. So Gilgamesh ends up on an epic story where he finds himself going up against the god's defenses. Now realize what we have here is the king, the ruler of it all, the man who has everything, and he cannot get entrance to the god's realms. As he attempts to, he comes across such things as flaming swords or fortified deep underground fortresses that he cannot penetrate. But even as king of the world, he could not have it all. He could not have what he wanted, and he was finding no pleasure in living whatsoever. He did not want to be here. I get this message from a lot of people. I get a lot of people saying, I just don't want to be here. And of course, we're seeing more and more of this in the suicide rates of the military, and even in just the civilian population. When we see such stories as Rihanna, the musical genius, putting into the thoughts of children suicide with Russian roulette, and we can track this back through many rock stars. She just happens to be the current promoter of suicide in the mainstream media. I mean, if you play Britney's Circus backwards, you get slit your wrist. It'll only hurt a little bit, but of course that's a little more covert, isn't it? So we all feel powerless. We feel as if the world is shifting against us. And honestly, it is, because really the power brokers, those that create our reality, have shifted to an entirely new reality that doesn't include us. And we can see this consistently. So they have a new project for the American, or the new American century, and it requires some downsizing of planet Earth. Because once the technological advancements achieve the point where we are no longer necessary, we are no longer necessary. But that's because we live in a system. We're playing in a game, the game of life, the game of Monopoly, which you can get in any variation you're hoping to look for. You want G.I. Joe, you want some evil Disney characters, are you looking for maybe a Barbie Monopoly? I'm sure it exists. Simpsons. The list goes on and on. There's every variation of Monopoly that you might want to play. But this game was designed to show you the futility of the very endeavor. So as you start to look at this game of Monopoly, and you see that we're all doomed, right? We can see quickly that there's no more getting to the head of the game, because the game is done. When we start to look at the structures that are crumbling around us, we realize that we have nothing to look forward to, and everyone is beginning to lose hope. I was on the roguegovernment.com, the Lee Rogers, and having a look at some of the stories that have been coming to light, and one caught my attention, which was the former businessman that lives on no money for a year. Now, this is a story that also had been passed to me by another good friend and listener off in the distant parts about England, and a man who had decided to walk across the nation without money. Now, I have done this numerous times. Well, the curious thing is it became news. It's considered news. So the businessman gave up his career to live on no money for a year after becoming disillusioned with consumerism. Now, what he has to say is, people often ask me if I miss my old world. Stress, traffic jams, bank statements, utility bills. Why would I miss any of that? Now I've tasted life without money. I never want to go back to the way I lived before. They say he survives growing his own vegetables and forages for mushrooms, nuts, and berries. And he also goes on to explain that the simplest tasks, like having a shower or flushing the loo, become incredibly time-consuming. Washing my clothes in the sink, using laundry liquid made from boiling some nuts, does take a lot of your time. And it's true, I have existed in this manner, and the simplest things do. But at the same time, you have all the time in the world. So they went on, and he decided that he was going to write a book about his experience, and he says, ironically, they say, I'm going to make quite a bit of money from it. But what am I going to do with it? Should I give it away, or will I have to open a bank account? It's stressing me out. He believed that this was the most moral thing that he could do, that this was his best way to make an attempt to change the life on planet Earth, because he saw very quickly how much stress and worry money brought to his life. And this life that he has discovered has been considered fantastic by him. Now here's the catch. We have all been conditioned and programmed into this game of life, this monopoly system that really has an end. The game does end. And therefore, there are winners and losers. But there is a game outside of this winners and losers paradigm which exists right here with us and has been talked about throughout all centuries and all time with mankind. We talk of it as the Holy Spirit, the Shekinah, the different force, the love, the synchronicity, all of this to show us a miraculous universe that exists within, or even without, the concept of civilization as we know it. So as we are hurtling down and being pulled quickly off the edge of the cliff while staring at our game remotes, we have an option. We really do. There is an option. We do not have to go down with the sinking ship. We can swim. And even better, we can fly. And this is right here for each and every one of us if we're able to get control of our own programming. But at the point we are at, it seems you have to go to the extreme. You have to go to the point where you give up everything and go live like some vagabond hobo in a tent somewhere. I do know many people doing this, and I've lived this existence, although minus the tent. Because I found another way, and I think maybe we could talk about this a little bit. This way of existence is quickly passing as well. I mean, when you find that I was actually escorted out of Mayberry, you guys all remember Andy Griffith. I'm always like, where is Andy Griffith? You know, we now got riot squads. But I was run out of Mayberry on a rail for illegal juggling. Yes, that's right. I was juggling without a permit, and they were not going to have it. So I had my methods of travel. I had ways of gaining this Masonic money, this Templar notes to get my way and carry on. But what I gained was time. And time has become the most blessed gift that anyone could ever find. I see this in all the people that I see daily. Oh, I don't have time, you know. I want to bring some of my friends over and show them some of the things that I'm doing. And, oh, I don't have time. I got to work. I've got to do this. I've got to make this. I've got to keep going, because if I don't, then we'll lose our house. We won't eat. We won't have any of the things we need. And we recognize time and time again our powerlessness. And yet we know that the gardens will grow and that the food is there and that the access to everything we need has been here. I live in a house that was most likely built somewhere in the late 1800s. Still standing, still doing well. It has a few creaks and crumbles. It's got things that could be fixed. And the problem is that none of these things get invested upon because no one owns the property. Do I want to invest my money in making this place better for someone else to own it? No, and most people don't. That's the problem. I noticed this when I lived with the Bride of Christ. I don't know if you guys have caught up on that story. Oh, I have so much I want to say about her and things that happened. But what I really saw there were those that came through and did not want to input on the things that we were doing. And we were actually creating a massive garden out back with wooden walkways, pretty much a beautiful Zen garden. And we all had the time and the comfort and the, you know, just true joy of sitting there simply, you know, maybe killing aphids on a squash or just laying wood blocks or whatever it took. And this life was peaceful and wonderful and joyous. We had everything we needed, and we really didn't worry about much. But the world moves on, doesn't it? We want cell phones, iPods, satellites, and rocket launches. We want Large Hadron Colliders punching holes into the other dimension. I mean, we must, right? Why else would we spend $8 billion here and $47 million there if we weren't seeking to have bases on the moon and punching holes into the other dimension? This is what you want out of life, isn't it? No? Well, why is it that all of our funding, all of our money, and everything that we do goes straight to the wartime effort? Why is it that the military-industrial complex is the one that has billions upon billions of dollars to spend? Civilization is crafted by the military domination. Our reality is crafted by the military-industrial complex. Walt Disney is programming you to war. And worse than that, into new ideologies so that you will war with old ideologies. This is all on purpose. More on the other side.
Stand in the the blood of Eden, lie the woman and the man, with the man in the woman, and the woman in the man, in the blood of Eden, lie the woman and the man, we want you to. Woman and the man, at my request, you take me in that tenderness. I am floating away, no certainty, nothing to rely on, holding still for a moment. What a moment this is. For a moment of forgetting, a moment of bliss. I can hear the distant thunder of a million unheard souls, of a million unheard souls. Watch each one reach for creature comfort, for the filling of their holes. In the blood of Eden lie the woman and the man, the man in the woman, and the woman in the man, in the blood of Eden, lie the woman and the man, we want you the union of the woman and the man.
Most of the time, my emails are so wonderful they give me goosebumps. Most of the time, I get blessed messages of people telling me that I've helped guide them into a new understanding of the universe where there is miraculous forces guiding and helping and loving humanity into a new form of existence. Most of the time, I get such messages. Some of the times, I get some like this. Go out and smell the flowers. Enjoy life. Are you nuts, Freeman? The sky is covered in chemtrails. There are military jets flying over day and night, spraying us with chemtrails. The flowers you enjoy are polluted with this chemical filth. In fact, the entire planet is polluted. The Illuminati are planting bombs all over the planet, blowing to bits, killing and maiming innocent men, women, and children. What about the Palestinian concentration camp? What about the millions of children being abducted, sodomized, tortured, and murdered in satanic rituals every year? What about the genocides called Afghanistan and Iraq? And then there are these all these people on the streets that you say are so wonderful. These wonderful people are slaughtering and enslaving millions of animals every day. They enslave animals and call them pets. The reptilians do the same things to humans. Ain't no difference. These people are so dumb and stupid that they cannot even see the chemtrails, and the ones they can see don't even care that they are being attacked with chemical biological weapons. This planet is a total effing nightmare. You talk of love. F your love. These evil Illuminati bastards love you to love them. What about showing some empathy for people and animals being enslaved, tortured and murdered and starved to death? You go on smelling the flowers and enjoying this monstrous world, Freeman, while the rest of us concentrate our minds on killing these evil bastards that have turned this world into this evil nightmare. I am sick and tired of all this love crap. The hippies tried all this love crap in the 60s, and what happened? Of course, the world became worse. And it is only since people have become angry that things are starting to change. Yeah. Why not have a browser? Let's see. Someone to give me a different reverse-speaking perspective. Yes, Freeman, you go on smelling the flowers of this filthy, evil planet, because I won't, until this evil nightmare is wiped from creation. I hate everything about this disgusting planet, and anyone that can enjoy living on this evil rock is totally nuts. Yeah, that is the sentiment. That is what people are feeling, and this is what actually is being programmed into us. This anger, this hatred, this disgust for the planet. For the evil monstrosity that controls existence as we know it, and I'm certain my pet does not think she's a slave. If anything, she probably thinks the other way around. But when we start to look at the world and you want to attack and address and hit upon all of these issues, all of the things going on, and this is something that really struck home with me. Now, I traveled this nation from about 93 till 99, and I did find a wonderful world out there. I did find nothing but amazing, generous, loving, nurturing, caring people. It is my karma to find such things, I believe, but still, I know that there is more good than bad. And as I did travel throughout all of these things, I did start to discover that there was a miraculous force guiding me beyond things that I could possibly understand, leading me to things that I couldn't believe. And then I began to come awake and aware of the political spectrum around me. You realize that at about this time, this is when Clinton started to take over things like Waco and Ruby Ridge and other nefarious Oklahoma City actions going on. And I started to become aware of this outer spectrum. The thing that struck home with me was the recognition that there was another life that I was existing before I knew any of this stuff. And as I became informed and aware, then, yes, I went through the different cycles of grief that all of us do when we realize we've been duped. And I felt anger. I felt sorrow. I went through all the different stages until I realized acceptance. Until I understood that I chose to be here and released myself from the victim mentality that makes me want to go out and be the dark hero. The enemy is manufactured. Always has been. Your hero is manufactured. Always has been. So the idea that you're going to fight some force for some other force is showing that you have been misguided. And we can't help it. We've been programmed since children. What are we going to do? We know hardly any different. But the more we start to discuss with one another, the more that we meet and share with each other, the differences begin to come. And this is where I differ from many of the people that you listen to in the conspiracy network, and why I am able to speak of love and smelling the flowers. Because I've met more people than anyone that I know, and anyone definitely within this type of network. Because most of the time, conspiracy theorists don't get along with people all that well. But I've always been one in wonderment, one that's a dreamer, one that's into interesting and intriguing things, not to say that people were any more happy to hear about the things I had to say, But I was also in a wonder world and was able to express great amounts of joy and expression and love and show the world that we were all fine and getting along. And it's this message that is completely forgotten and left out from all of the methods of indoctrination that we receive. That's where they lose control. This is the chaos they wish to create order out of. But the chaos functions just fine. Ask any mathematician. There's nothing wrong with a fractaled world. They want to create order out of this chaos. And who's doing it for them? We are. As this poor man in my email thinks that the evil is coming from outside, when we must realize that the evil is generated by us. Because we support the system that creates it. We are building our own walls. They may not look like walls. They actually look like Telsat satellites, space-based lasers, moon bombings, Large Hadron Colliders, and credit cards. We build our own walls. We allow this wall to be created. Why are you working for Walmart? Why are you working for Target? Why are you working at all? To sell Chinese crap to a bunch of other people so that you can feel satisfied and go home and sit and say, well, I did my part for the system today. It's never going to change that way. But recognize that those that be, the powers that are, have changed the world already. And you're already written out of the script. There's a new world on the horizon and you don't count. Downsizing of the corporation is going to occur. So what we must recognize right away is that we're always in a doomsday scenario. Are you not going to die? We all die. We're born into this world into a doomsday scenario. So why get all excited about the different methods of your death? We will never be able to seek the true positive light of life if we're constantly angry and fighting the elements that are attempting to remove it.
There's no reason for you to lose your mind, 'cause I've seen something that's gonna change our time. If I could, I'd make you understand. If I could, I'd make you understand. There's no if
So our goal should be not to find out what enemy we could destroy to make this into a better place, but what method can we employ to create the world that we wish. Truth of the matter is, I'm not sure we get a choice. It certainly appears to me as if World War III is right around the corner, if not already occurring, without the attention of the media. More troops into Afghanistan, more attacks on all different fronts, and all of the methods of war that we are crafting over and over. You realize they're going to use these toys. So I don't come to you as a beacon to try and say, look, this is how you can save your national sovereignty, because I don't believe in your nation. I'm not one to come here and say, this is how you can defeat Satan so that you can find Christ, because I'm not one to believe in religion. But what I'm here to say is that you are divine, and that you have a mission that you have sought to join into here on planet Earth. It was a doomsday mission from the beginning. You were destined to die in the end. But while you're here, you can make the difference. You can make the changes necessary. Now, we're going to go through some amazing stuff, you and I, and it's going to be quite a trail. We're already seeing as they've come to seek those that are trying to alter the message and change things and hunting down those that are extremists. We can see as the velvet glove, the iron fist closes. What needs to be salvaged is our very souls. This is what needs to come through on the other side. Because just like a storm, this will pass, and that's where we're at, and it's going to come like a thief in the night, as they have projected and predicted through the Bible. But this is a script that they are following. For me, it's too much to look at the signs and symbols and to find all of this recognition to Satan on all of the different efforts that they're doing at this time, as they introduce the W and now the lightning from heaven. This is a script that they are writing and they are following, and they know the psychological effects that it'll have on you. And when they rewrite the script and wipe the slate clean, and then they come out surviving as the dominant force, and the rest are just slaves to the gods. Won't matter who's king amongst us. Because we're constantly building this power for them, and Disney will tell you over and over again how much you help by supporting their war efforts. It all comes from us shopping at Walmart, it comes from us shopping at Target and wherever we shop, it comes from the money itself, it comes from our concepts of reality, the very reasons we think we're existing, the challenges that they put in front of us, the idea of going to college, the idea of coming out and getting a career with a corporation, all of these things are just a mind operation to lead you to do nothing except constantly fulfill their needs of creating a cage around their slaves. So what can we do? Well, obviously we can't simply walk out of the system and live on no money. We see this time again, and we want to keep these messages rolling. We want to stay connected and interchanging ideas. So, well, the money's going to run out eventually. We already know this, and a new system be formed. But when we start to look at the problems and how to attack them, I personally have stood before the riot squads at the IMF, WTO protests, and I found it completely valueless, completely worthless. What was the point? For me, the only value it had was enjoying my time with like-minded people. I certainly just never even thought, and of course it never did make a difference whatsoever. Even if the cops were shooting at the protesters and causing enough attention in the media, it still will not stop the IMF and WTO. Because they live in our heads. They live in our minds. And we give them the guns to keep them in charge and to keep them real. So it would take a massive turning away, it really would, for us to turn against the system and to just look at ourselves and to start to grow food and get to know one another. Community is what's lacking here. Community is the reason our children are on Ritalin, or the lack of community is the reason. We've lost all sense and isolated ourselves. We live in this one-dimensional world, this crazy internet that just is, in my opinion, a bathroom wall the length of the world, or longer. For everyone to scribble and scribe all of their thoughts and theories, to scribble and scribe all their angers and... Have you ever read Bathroom Graffiti? You know, Austin, Texas actually had intelligent graffiti. It was the only place that I really ever found. I think England had some intelligent graffiti as well. But it's a rarity, and it's a rarity when someone's staring down the barrel of this gun for them to have the peace of mind to say, I disagree, and I'm going to go this direction instead. Most of us have been conditioned now to become this evil hero, to become the vengeful hero, and you're fighting for the wrong hero. The ideology of your hero has been crafted so that you will fight in this direction while they have the others fighting in that direction, and we all collide. The method out of this is, it's indefinable. That's the problem with synchronicity and the idea of the miraculous, is you can't teach it to somebody, as I am attempting to do, because only once they finally experience the true miraculous nature will they believe in it. And if we had a world that continued to believe and understand that type of method, then we could shift this whole system before it falls. But people are not engineered for that system. They have been also conditioned to wait until things are as bad as possible to act. And of course, this puts us in our reptilian fight or flight brain, and we always react improperly when we're coming from there. So just as you see in relationships of people, as the one knows the other and they see it and they're both not compatible, when they start to recognize that this really isn't working, but the one does not have the courage to tell the other. So both wait and wait and hope that somewhere along the way will come a fight that will help to get the truth out. Because that's the way we've been conditioned to react to this situation now. And so we're going to wait until the situation's in our face, and then we're going to react to it, and by then it's too late. And think of all the opportunities and time that you had missed in finding the true love that you sought because you were too afraid to take the challenge of truth. We've all become codependent, and we've just lost our way in knowing our true selves. And of course, that is the method inside of the Brotherhood. Know thyself is their main phrase. So if we could know ourselves and start to realize what it truly is to be human, to what it is to love life and to express yourself even in the darkest of times, even when it appears in your mind that things are crumbling all around you. Because the truth of the matter is, I've seen it, nothing's really changed all that much. It's not as if the guns are in your face yet. So it's best if we don't wait, and it's best if we don't attack. It's best if we seek what life is really about and then live it. We do not need to fight our enemies to remove them. They're in our minds. What we need to do is change our minds.
Starting way back, yeah, when Yahweh was busting bubbles, contemplating this disease we call man's troubles. Adam and Eve were out picking fruits and misbehaving. Knowledge of the tree of life, yeah, they both was craving. So when the reptile, they began to contract the sweetness of fruit in their mouth, all they lips were smacking. But God's stewardship. table. Cain was in commerce, passing around funny notes. Abel was discharging debts, using the blood of goats. And it came to pass, as Cain was out cutting grass, Abel getting business, busting all types of ass. Whatever Abel did, he seemed to get so blessed, this being the reason for all of Cain's distress. What one brother had, the other seemed to lack, and this is why Abel had to get his head cracked.
My weekly sermon here for Radio Freeman here on revereradio.net, which comes to you nearly live every 6 p.m. Central Standard Time from the land of Oz. I want to thank you all for the kind donations that continue to come in and keep this show rolling. Realize that Radio Freeman, the Free Zone, and the Freeman Perspective are all sponsored by you. I don't want to take on corporate sponsors. I don't want to have to be accountable to anybody but you. You, my friends, that come and listen to me. So thank you all for all the blessings that you give me. I love the messages you send. The emails are fantastic. The letters that I get, and if you want to send more, they just send them to Freeman, P.O. Box 581, Lawrence, Kansas 66044. That's P.O. Box 581. Lawrence, Kansas 66044. Or just if you can help through the donations on the website, visit freemantv.com, which is now all posting at the blog because Freeman TV was hacked, brought down, and we're still trying to figure out. It was definitely a directed attack, and the villains left the sign of a spider. I don't know what any of that means, but freemantv.com is temporarily malfunctioning, and currently everything going to the blog. So thank you so much, and I hope you all enjoy my DVDs and presentations, and I have much, much more coming to you. I promise you that. I was looking into doing another radio show, but I've decided that it's just too much, that I'd rather do my time making these films, getting all the works that I have been collecting over the last 5 years together and presenting this world to you in this light so that we can start to shift the mind, shift the consciousness towards the methodology necessary for a brighter tomorrow and a better future for all. Because I'm thinking about the children and the dogs and the squirrels and the ducks and the people and everything around me when I come to you and seek you to to find these answers. I need you to help save planet Earth. We should not turn to these leaders, these ones that already have written a script. We need to write an entirely new one. And it will come, if you believe. And that's really the hardest part of it all. It's believing in yourself, and believing in the fact that there is more to life than just what we see. But we're moving into a brand new world where our leaders have the power of God. Our leaders have the ability to generate storms and enter your mind. We must take into account all of the new technologies and advancements in thought that we now have. If we're ready and willing to apply such things to our world and spare and save all those that have come up with the concepts that will change this planet for the better, then we can change. But if we're going to continue in our anger and continue in our fight, then they win, we lose. And, well, you know, the outcome is pretty much the same for you. We all die. We all die. We will die. It's a doomsday scenario coming in. Now, these guys, of course, are coming up with methodologies so that they don't die. They are looking into life-preserving technologies. And these things are potentials for us as well. I do believe that we have help outside as well. There are greater forces dealing with this planet than just humanity. We're going to get deeper into that type of understanding as we start to explore more whistleblowers, more excellent speakers, as I start a new platform and start to get more and more guests onto the Free Zone on Saturday nights at 8 p.m. on Oracle Broadcasting. And we start to explore deeper and deeper the ideas of Project Bluebeam and the externalization of the hierarchy. So I want to take this thing to the most outlandish steps we could possibly take it to see where we are, how far things have gone, where the planet stands, and what abilities do our enemies have. And yeah, to use the word enemies is perhaps hypocritical, but they are there. It's not. I'm not trying to dispute the fact that humanity has enemies. Only thing I wish to do is to shift the methodology of defeating these enemies. Because when we fight fire with fire, all we get is fire. And if we fight these people as they have sought to have us fight them, then we lose, because they're programming the game from the get-go. And right now, it's so easy to see that what they want is to foment warfare between the Christians and Muslims. And we're going to see this become stronger and stronger. Meanwhile, they're conditioning you and your children to believe that Christians are just simple idiots. We see this in constantly coming out in Hollywood in different ways, shapes, and form. There's more to this story than any of us knows. And we will start to find our ways through this if we are open to more divine possibilities, more open-minded possibilities, extraterrestrials, and even high technological advancements, possibly giving us a clone for a president. So as we gather all our thoughts and all our meanings, and we want to attach this thing with anger, and as our brotherhood continues to fan the flames, then that's where we're going to go. I don't attack the issues because I really have no issues, and I know that there's more than the fight going on. And if we do not seek life as humans, if we do not seek life as we want it, then that's not what we're going to get. And we will end up in this fighting warfare, building our own prison to exist in, and hopefully be somewhat happy, medicated slaves under the regime of this evil oligarchy. Or we can start to seek that new path, start to find new methods, realize that all of this is shifting anyway, and all of the endeavors that you have put forth are mostly meaningless anyway, because either World War III is going to come and take it, a new economic system is going to come and take it. No matter where we're at right now, the slate's about to be wiped clean. So why not start our own slate, tabula rasa, right here in front of us, and we'll just build a new world. And I'm all for it. I'm ready to go. Neighbors join hands. Neighbors join everywhere. We're willing to come out in massive numbers in order to step up and stand against this evil force. But will we do it for a loving reason? Can we all gather to bring 500,000 people together to put a giant garden in the middle of town, as opposed to going down and storming in front of stormtroopers that do nothing but shoot us with concussion grenades? Where are these 500 millions of people that can change the world? Well, we're conditioned to be fighters. We're conditioned to struggle. We're conditioned to do this in the wrong method. Let's see if we can start a new one. Let's find our way, people. And we can do this. And, hey, you chose to be here. Enjoy it. See you all next week. Don't give up. Don't give up.